Opening with a live recording of David Bowie's 1971 classic hit, Changes, the National Settlement Services Summit got off to a rocking start today in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Marriott Key Center. The opening montage featured imagery of the host city, its sports heroes, and Bowie's meteoric career, which got off to its stateside start with appearances in Cleveland, the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. An overcast sky and a slight chance of rain couldn't dampen the buzz during the morning hours in downtown Cleveland, as more than 325 title insurance agents, speakers, sponsors, and presenters arrived at the Marriott at Key Center. Serving as master of ceremonies during the opening ceremony was Mark McElroy, president and CEO of RamQuest Software Incorporated. Joe Casa, founder and publisher of the Title Report, also offered a warm welcome to the crowd. This year, the summit has nearly 40 speakers and presenters and more than 30 panelists and moderators, Casa said. We want to get you up close and personal with your customers. Casa mentioned New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's recent subpoena to 80 title insurance agents in its kickback investigation and said that now is the time to defend business and the industry. It may not be rainy, but we definitely feel a slight drizzle. Delivering the keynote address during the opening session of the National Settlement Services Summit in Cleveland, Ohio, was Henry L. Meyer III, Chairman of the Board and CEO of KeyCorp. Meyer shared with summit attendees his thoughts on the state of the banking and mortgage lending industries. He also dusted off his crystal ball to share his vision of the future of an industry facing tremendous change. I believe we've reached a watershed, Meyer told attendees. A fundamental shift in the sources of home ownership brings us to this point. The watershed point he was talking about is the way the emerging markets are becoming a larger, more dominant group than the previous group of old traditional borrowers who all had similar characteristics. Meyer called this group the new traditionals, noting that for years we had almost a textbook picture of typical home buyers and products aimed at that market that worked very well, but fewer of the old traditional customers are applying for mortgages. During another session, a panel of four executive-level settlement service professionals offered their take on how current and future market trends will dictate how various service providers do business. The leaders, moderated by Joe Casa, founder and publisher of industry sponsor The Title Report, offered the audience suggestions for how they might change their business in order to stay ahead of the curve and compete in a cyclical and highly regulated environment. Willie Catherine Suggs, owner broker of Harlem Licensed Real Estate Brokers in New York, attributed the success of her company to her requirement that all of her agents live and own a home in Harlem. Since becoming a licensed real estate agent in 1985, Suggs and her firm have consistently set records in sales and rentals of properties in Upper Manhattan. She was the first to sell a Harlem home for $500,000 and has since reached the $2 million price point. Suggs quipped, "How do we do it? We're very convincing," but added that she requires her agents to not only live in Harlem, but own a home in the historic neighborhood as well. Suggs actually recruited former clients for her office. Suggs says, "We don't think of our agents as salespeople. We think of them as potential new neighbors." And she adds, "We know our neighborhood, and that's the kind of expertise you can't get from a national company." Steve Alonzo, chairman and chief executive officer of Oak Street Financial Services, which originates $200 million in mortgage loans per month in 37 states, outlined key industry trends affecting the subprime market and the impact of those trends on business today and going forward. Alonzo says he works with multilingual brokers who not only have the ability to speak Spanish, for example, but also its various dialects. Brian Rieger, manager of North Point Communications, served as moderator for a session titled AFBA Toolkit. Rieger directed a panel that included Jeff Arrow, partner of Holland & Knight LLP, Dwayne Waite, president Why Waite Solutions, and Lee Kaplan, director of studies and seminars at October Research Corporation. Arrow told attendees that the most important thing to do before starting an affiliated business arrangement, or AFBA, is to pick the right partner. "It's just like getting married," Arrow said. "If you pick the business partner with the same culture, ideas, and goals as yourself, other things will fall into place." Errol also told the attendees to know the HUD's 10 factors making for a viable affiliated business. This includes sufficient initial capital, staffing its own employees, managing its own business affairs, its own office for business, providing substantial services, performing all the substantial services itself, contracting from an independent third party, contracting work out to another party, actively competing in the marketplace for business, and sending business exclusively to one of the settlement service providers it created. Errol says, with Spitzer on the warpath, starting an AFPA in New York is risky business, but for the most part, meeting 8 of the 10 guidelines should be sufficient. Talking faster than a disc jockey during drive time, a pair of speakers offered National Settlement Service attendees something to chew on during a tandem of lunch sessions Tuesday. Attendees got a glimpse of the future of the industry from Dr. Ted C. Jones, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist for Stewart Title Guarantee Company, and Joe Petrelli, President of Demotech Incorporated. During his lunch session, Petrelli told attendees the title industry has seen more changes in 5 years than the past 20 years combined. He included disclosure, methodologies, information technology, and more importantly, valuation to the list of transformations in recent years. Petrelli also discussed the importance of valuating a title agency. Petrelli also discussed the importance of valuating a title agency during his lunch session. In a separate lunch session, Jones, whose specialty is applied real estate research, discussed the near-term market forces he expects to shape the industry. The first, he said, is that a housing bubble does exist. Jones dubbed the bubblets that exist across the country, including California and Florida. These bubbles will burst, Jones said, because of overbuilding, running out of investors, interest rate increases, and job losses. His next near market concern includes what he calls the Cold War II, the fight against terrorism. We will never win the war against terrorists. Do you agree? He asked a crowd of about 200. We will have other terrorist events over the next 50 years. Other market forces impacting the title industry include inflation and cap rates, a possible bird flu pandemic, the failure of some hedge funds and energy because the United States imports 64% of its oil. Day one of the summit ends tonight with a reception at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sponsored by Old Republic Title. Stay tuned as we bring you more live reports.